With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Bypassing Congress, the Biden administration is sending $147 million worth of military aid to Israel. The equipment includes fuses, charges, and primers needed for the artillery shells that Israel purchased previously. Meanwhile, the Israeli military not letting up on its offensive targeting Hamas in Gaza.
Israeli forces have been pounding Khan Yunis, seen as a stronghold of Hamas, as they prepare to advance further into the city. There's also been intense bombardment of Nusayrat in central Gaza. With new Israeli ground operations driving tens of thousands of people to flee, there are reports of an increased spread of diseases. In the past week, the UN's humanitarian agency says it's been able to bring in hundreds of thousands of vaccines, but it complains only a trickle of aid is reaching Gazans. Israel says it's not limiting aid and that the problem is with distribution.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Also at SRNnews.com, close to three dozen members of Congress plan to leave in the coming year, and that could work to the advantage of the Republicans.
The chairman of the House Republican campaign arm, Congressman Richard Hudson, says retirements are going to be a huge problem for Democrats, but not for Republicans. The approximately 14 GOP lawmakers leaving the House are from Republican stronghold districts, and there's little chance their seats would flip. But for Democrats, some of the two dozen leaving are in very competitive districts in California, Michigan, Virginia, and other states, opening a possibility Republicans will win those seats.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Russia's top diplomat in Poland says Moscow will not provide any information about a UFO briefly entered Polish airspace from Ukraine the other day until it sees evidence that the object was of Russian origin. Speculation focuses on a Russian missile, although that has not been confirmed. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the nation's capital.
A group of pro-lifers has reached a settlement with the National Archives over a lawsuit stemming from the fact that they were told they could not wear their pro-life apparel inside the building. A security guard told the visitors that their T-shirts, which bore such phrases as March for Life, might, quote, incite other people at the archives. The pro-life activists were represented by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Albania has returned 20 church icons to neighboring North Macedonia that were stolen a decade ago. In 2013, Albanian authorities in Tirana seized more than 1,000 stolen religious pieces of art dating from the 15th to the mid-20th century and arrested two men suspected of planning to sell them abroad. Some of the objects were taken from churches and cultural centers in neighboring North Macedonia. This is SRN News. The new year brings with it a raft of new laws, including in California.
Most of the new laws Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed in 2023 take effect on January 1st, 2024. But some don't because lawmakers delayed their effective dates for various reasons. That's why fast food workers won't see a minimum wage increase until April, and healthcare workers won't see an increase until June. Laws taking effect January 1st include protections for workers who smoke marijuana at home and doctors who mail abortion pills to patients in states where the procedure is banned. The laws also include harsher penalties for fentanyl dealers. John Scott report.
Consulting firm McKinsey & Company agreeing to pay $78 million to settle claims from insurers and health care funds that its marketing work with Purdue Pharma helped to fuel an opioid addiction crisis. The agreement was revealed yesterday in documents filed in federal court in San Francisco. More details, SRNnews.com.